high-powered, high-capacity rounds to injure that many people in that short period of time. Leave a device behind and then split. This is not good.
Art's on the money here. Art's on the money of this tech. They were able to go in there, do the attack, and come out and escape and leave a package at the same time. This is definitely a well-planned attack. Wearing body armor, heavily armed. Art's right on the money here. We're looking at something that's totally different than anything we've seen before in the United States.
So now what? Because you have these three in an SUV.
They could be on their way going somewhere else right now.
That's my point. Right. So,
exactly.
So now what, though?
The type of facility, one thing they're going to have a pretty good surveillance system.
Okay.
Because of the fact that you're dealing with disabled children, they probably have a lot of different cameras so that these kids don't, leave the premises without anybody knowing. So here's where license plate readers and all those other types of things that the police have, they could be punching these numbers in right now, and the hunt could be on right now as we speak.
Checkpoints in the area.
Exactly.
What are you doing if you're police in San Bernardino?
Toll booths, all that.
Well, right. Yeah. They're putting all information out there. Everybody's cell phone is beeping right now. Out there putting an alert out there to look for this vehicle. I'm sure they got roadblocks in certain sections. Depending on the amount of time that this vehicle's been gone, they're going to probably disturb it at a certain amount of speed. How far could they have gone? And then they've got to cordon this area off, and they got to get these guys, because there's a good possibility these guys are on their way to do either another attack, or they're going to do one tomorrow or the next day.